Yeah.
No.
That feels nice. Right? Nice deep stretch. Good. Now, everyone, get into downward dog. I don't think yoga and astrology are the same thing, but I think the same kind of asshole is into both. Now, we're going to talk about astrology this week, guys, and I'll be honest, I forgot to write an intro, but I do think it's the chiropractory of science, which is also chiropractic. So, fuck yeah. Read my palm, suck my ass. I don't care that I was born in October and you had 12 guesses to guess what I'm like. Eat shit. This is no accounting for taste.
Hal, you're good with words. You know that, man?
I think the gym is dumb.
Did Rachel walk in the room? Of course I'm eating a Baconator.
Man, if you ain't doing CrossFit, you can get CrossFit.
You're right. A long burger's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
That's your sitcom right there as a Mr. Fix-It-All who just can't fix his heart.
We will not be defending Atlantic City.
No accounting for taste. If it's something that somebody loves, let's try and celebrate it instead of shitting on it.
How was everyone's weekend? I hope you guys are having fun. Welcome to No Accounting for Taste, our podcast.
Okay.
Good to see you, pal.
I'm good to see you, too. Libra?
Yes. Libra. I am a Libra.
What kind of horny are you? It's all just what kind of horny you are, right?
I do think that there's always, like, there's never, like, a, when you read, like, a general horoscope, it's never, like, it's always complimentary. You know, like,
oh yeah,
is a thoughtful person or a this kind of person. It's like, then why do I know so many goddamn sociopaths?
Your polarity is positive, way off. You're... Modality is cardinal. Not sure what that means. Your triplicity is air.
Where are you finding this?
Wikipedia.
Okay. Keep going.
You know, where
explain
people
these things
find
to...
out about their star signs yeah. from Wikipedia.
What's a what
you're
is all... a trip?
Oh, you're
what's
the
my triplicity.
You're the scales. You're the scales of
yeah. Which is like since I've struggled with my weight my whole life is really a horrible.
I was
horrible.
Gonna let you go there. I wasn't gonna say it.
I know, but you—I knew you were thinking about it.
It'd be mean if I said it.
Yeah. I don't know what are you? You're a Capricorn.
Yes, I am a.
What
goat.
Is that? What's the sign? Like just an empty
goat,
beer bottle
baby.
Pouring into.
That. One more time. Can I get that one more time?
Yeah.
Isn't that Mark Norman just having a realization in the middle of a bit?
Oh, man.
Wow, there's a lot of stuff here. I'm an Earth.
You're
all
Earth.
I know, really, all I know of all this is Rodney Dangerfield from Back to School. Like, our signs didn't match. She was a water. I was a Earth. Together we made mud. Like, that's all I know from what these are.
You got to do some intro sometimes when you have something this good.
I know.
Let's educate our audience on comedy. We've already lost Richard Belzer this week, everybody. So we need to keep the greats in mind.
Belzer, he won.
But let's just before we get into like the nitty gritty, Canaan. Let's warm up a little bit. What is your experience with your astrology? Any let's say palm reading. Charts, any of that fortune telling, any of that kind of shit.
I didn't.
I'm sure these are not all the same thing. And if you're into astrology,
yeah, I don't know much about here. Okay, here's my thing: is if I sit here and I want to believe in ghosts and Bigfoot and aliens and shit, then there's kind of like a larger umbrella of things I have to tolerate
that you have to be willing to like accept.
Yeah, if I'm asking for the same leniency in return, and again, if you're not hurt, like, I don't think there's anything to this stuff. Rachel got into tarot cards. But like for novelty purposes, like everybody did over the past 5 years or 6 years, it's a novelty, just like anybody's fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how. I think of it too, is that it's just like, it's a way to fill time or make something a little more interesting. Like,
I wouldn't take it too seriously. Some people can go too far with it, just like some people can go too far with fantasy football. I watched Nate Craig get off the stage, a feature weekend he asked for, and I watched him leave the stage early to get to his fantasy football draft. Like, you did not fulfill your professional obligation because of a fantasy football draft. And so I'm about to say, like, all right, that's, like, too far.
Well, to be fair, you're only going to be a guy that good looking who says, I'm leaving early today to do something like
he didn't
this.
Tell people. The host was just like, oh,
well, no, but like, to you, like,
he's like, I'm going to do about 15. Told the host, stay close. I'm only going to be doing about 15.
Good
it was years
God.
Ago. I think if it's for entertainment, if you're not basing major life choices around it or getting fleeced out of all your cash by going to palm readers and psychics. I mean, we're talking about astrology. I'm not sure how much psychic.
I don't know if Charlene, if you found anything with like a delineation between these two things, but those worlds seem pretty close together for me because I've definitely gotten my palm read before and I've seen it all in the novelty sense. Like, and seen a psychic before, but
well, I come from a long line of seers.
Okay, let's go. Why were we killing so much time? You should just open with this.
My great aunt
seers.
My great aunt Evie.
Like Connolly's. Like
no, my other side, the Fannings.
It's funny. Shane comes from a long line of eaters. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. I'm trying to be better.
I know. I like the joke. I don't like hurting your feelings. I just think the joke was funny, but then I'm like, but it's at the cost of shame.
All right. I'll let it slide.
So
shake my magic eight ball and see what kind of mood you're in later today. Probably bleak.
I don't want to know what you're calling your magic eight ball.
Cocaine.
I see more cocaine in the future.
He's going to be a white February.
Charlene, what did they see? What did your seers
so
see?
So she was a fortune teller by trade. So she did it out of her house because I think that's the only place fortune tellers do that.
No, I think a lot of them are in strip malls next to Buca de Beppo.
Well, she was
kind of like, what do you want to lease my place for?
She was out of her
That's mouth. It. If you get fired from being a hostess at Buca de Beppo, you just become a fortune teller because it's kind of the same job.
Yeah. You just go into a kitschy room in the back and put on a
can I borrow some of these? Yeah, can I borrow some of these tapestries?
But yeah, I think I see them. Actually, I see a lot of them where I'm from in people's houses. They'll just have a sign up that says psychic or fortune teller, like a neon sign in their window.
Right. So that's what she had in her window also. Mm-hmm. And people came all the time. And when we visited her when I was a kid, you know, people would come in and out and she read tea leaves and palms and did tarot cards and all that stuff. And she said that I was our generation of cousins seer. So apparently there's only one per generation.
Well.
I was it. But she never talked about astrology at all.
Did you see yourself producing a middling podcast between two plateauing comedians?
Yeah, I had this dream when I was
on my way up, baby. We're going to be fine. Shane Train's going to the moon. I'm not plateauing. I'm Kyle Broing. We're going to keep this thing going.
Can I ask what nationality or ethnic makeup
your
grandmother?
Originally, it would have been Scottish, but Canadian.
I was just going to make a joke about
Cajun.
A Canadian.
You know,
oh, boy, doesn't look good. Looking at the line here going up from your wrist to your ring finger. Oh, geez. Like, how are you going to take that seriously?
Yeah. Oh, geez, Christ.
I see that right there. That's a guy with a cape holding. He's got a stick with a lot of candles hanging off of it, I think. But if it comes up upside down, means you're fixing to get fucked real good. No, I don't know which way. Physically, financially, I'm not sure. That's in the how the
that's
cards.
For the stars to decide.
That's where the cards can't be that specific. I don't know what accent this is.
So I do like the idea of a fortune teller slash seer just being like never talking about work. Like, I like to leave it at the office when I get home, you know, like separate myself, get home, watch, you know, watch This Is Us. And
there was a show that like really addressed something I thought was interesting. That fortune tellers like Shane, you probably know from New York, or if you're in Hollywood, like prime real estate that is being bought up and condos and all this, there will still be a busted ass house or apartment with a palm reader or a fortune teller that gets to stay put through all of the gentrification, mm-hmm. all of the changing there. Does that mean that that money laundering that's happening through that fortune teller is also being paid to the people, or they can see people's fortune and some big wig developer comes in like, we'd want to buy out this building for X amount of dollars, and some as old one-eyed woman with like a bag full of buttons and a gnarled hand is like, I'm just gonna tell you how you die, and he's like, oh, it's real, don't touch this house, leave it alone, you know. But like, maybe that's what it is, I don't know.
I find it's very like, I have friends who are very into this kind of like fortune tellers and astrology and all this kind of stuff.
We're in showbiz. We all do.
Yeah. And it's a lot. I personally, it doesn't, I've gone to this stuff and been like, oh, that was she spot on, or am I trying to let it be like, mm-hmm. let it be an accurate portrayal of me. But I think it's like, I'm just dumb enough for it to work on me a little bit for me to get suckered. But it's basically like fortune telling to me is like on the subway here when somebody's like, see the queen, keep your eye on her. Where is she? Like, it's the same kind of entertainment. It's not an astrology. I mean, I think fortune tellers probably use astrology. Mm. That's part of, but seers and all this kind of shit.
Astrology is a little bit different. Well,
that's what we're trying to talk about.
Yeah. Also, Charlene, have you seen anything?
Well, I mean,
that you've been a little bit like, curse these gifts.
I mean, sometimes there's been some strange things that happen. But I can't really buy into it really, because my great aunt also collected dolls and had 5,000 dolls in her house, and it was creepy as shit. So
this feels like the same kind of person though.
Yeah. But like one time we were all in Sisters, Oregon, and we built a big igloo because it had snowed like 6 feet or something. And then my friend ran out and jumped on top of it and crushed the whole igloo. And her cell phone fell out of her pocket somewhere in the mound of 8 feet of snow. And she was like, help me look for it. And I said, it's right here. And I just dug my hand in a foot and it pulled out her phone immediately. And I shouldn't have been able to do that. So stuff like that happens. But like, that's just a coincidence.
Not even close. No. Ability.
That's just a coincidence. But my aunt would say, see, you know, I'm like,
yeah,
I'm not
that's
buying
stupid.
It. Yeah.
Exactly. Like a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Exactly.
My mom would say, because my brother moved out so young and my dad would be gone, like, she'd be like, she would say, like, she would wake up after the night shift or something, and she'd be on her way out the door. She goes, I had a dream about your brother last night, so he's probably going to come by today. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever recall it being true, but then he would show up within like a week, and she'd be like, see, like, she wouldn't be like, see, but I'd be like, well, it's a week.
Well,
a lot of things happen. You know, like, it's like. It's not that, like, you know, also the mailman came by 7 times. I predicted that. How's that? Like, I don't fucking know.
My mom said, I don't have to punish you. God will. And then when something bad happened, she would just be like, see, he did it.
Well, that is kind of this
kind of a way to avoid responsibility.
I want to believe in this thing. It's probably not true, but it provides some logic to an otherwise illogical universe. Mm-hmm. So,
and it's comfortable. There's a comfort in it, like having
yeah.
it, using it to explain something, even if it's not accurate, you know, like, or if it's not a
yeah, and I think it. I mean, it thrives with show business type. We're already sitting here willing to believe in like impossibilities and like lopsided ratios of, like that we're going to be successful in this thing that has no. It's like praying that you win at gambling. Like it's not. It doesn't matter, but it makes you feel better during the process.
Well, gambling, there's actually some mathematical odds.
Yeah, like, well, and also, like, I mean, but like, there's no mathematical odds in like roulette, but they put that little post up next to it to say like these numbers have come up, and that tricks people to go, oh, this number hasn't come up in a while. I should bet on it. That means nothing at all.
It's the same odds every time.
Yeah, it means nothing at all except it gives a person some hope. And it's just it's the same as church, except you don't have to get up on Sunday morning. People want psychics need psychics to be open at midnight. That's when you're like, I'm drunk again and alone. I need this old Italian woman to tell me it's going to be okay. Or fill in whoever you think it be. I'm still stuck on some like a disgruntled employee of Buca di Beppo.
There is a Zoltar machine by my house. At the pizzeria.
And who's Zolt? Where's Zoltar from? He's a Mediterranean.
He's a Mediterranean.
He's over there.
He's over there. Yeah.
What did they tell you when you got your palm read or your fortune told, Shane? What did I get?
I truly don't really recall. I remember one time I was going to a haunted house. And there was a fortune teller out front, and I saw. Yeah, man, I'm a fucking sucker. Okay, like it's fine. I just avoid it.
I mean, I'm like the fact that now I'm believing that there's grades of fortune tellers.
It's
like a food truck thing. Like once they get into a brick and mortar, they start getting a real attitude about themselves.
They're
like the 5 cents psychological help from a Peanuts cartoon out in front of a haunted house.
One of the things, there are varying qualities of every kind of profession and every kind of thing in this world, and a fortune teller is no different. And this woman had a card table and an old, like, portable television she had plugged in.
Yeah, there's a homeless woman with a shower curtain and some symbols. Yep.
I'm gonna go in, but I'll come back after. She goes, you'll come back after I give you gift. And I was like, I'm not coming back here. And then my buddy Blake said, you should go. And then after she tells your fortune, you should say, I'm not paying you. How come you didn't see that coming?
It's the fallacy's always there of like, why are they telling fortunes out? I think we're talking about fortune telling instead of astrology.
Well, I
think the art around astrology is nicer. Sorry, go on, Charlie.
I was going to say, I did put, so we could check against it if astrology is true for you guys or not. So I put some dates and things that were supposed to happen in the month of February to each of you.
Yes. Oh, great. This is a good one.
Yeah.
I first want to address astrology. It's sexy. It's horny. You can wear jewelry based around your sign, and it looks like you're DTF, baby.
Okay.
We're in a big necklace with a goat on it. You can have scales on yours, and it's like on a hairy chest. Like, yeah.
Okay,
exactly,
Kyle, let's see
what I sound like.
To get out of this first block,
let's see if we're compatible.
I read one from mine, and you read one from yours. For our dates. Yeah? That sounds like a good way to go. For Libra, here are your horoscopes from February. Are they accurate? This is from Charlene. Libra, the sun in Aquarius illuminates the romance and creativity sector of your chart, making an exciting time of the year to flirt with your crush, explore the connection you share with lovers, make art, and simply have fun. You may be attending a lot of parties, too. February 5th.
Flirt with a crush, 971-259-8302.
That's what I'm talking about.
Call in for our boy here.
On February 5th, the full moon in Leo takes place. This already happened. Drama that's been brewing in your social life may come to a climax, or you could complete a project.
So,
Kyle, what?
I like how the word complete is not completed on this page.
I know. I saw that too.
First off, let's explore the connection you share with lovers. You've been lamenting that. Make art. You're going to record.
I'm not lamenting.
Yeah, you've been whining about being alone for the past four episodes. And simply have fun. You haven't drank. You just said you haven't drank
All right.
You just said you haven't drank in 2 weeks and you've been miserable.
No.
But this says simply have fun.
It was Valentine's Day, and that's a hard day for a lot of people. Let's go to yours. February 3rd.
We got to ask if any of these are true.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the first one?
Has drama been brewing in your social life?
Not that I can think of, but I'm pretty self-absorbed these days with my sobriety.
But see, that's where you could sit and look at this. That's where you could like interpret this as like, I don't have much of a social life, and that's the drama.
Yeah, and that's the space like, that's the space. It's so malleable in the statement. Like, there's so much space to sit in it.
And this is why I think it's comforting, because it can be interpreted any way you want it to.
You know what? I think we should make astrologers write legal contracts, since the language has to be so... No, man, you know. You're an astrologer. You know how this is going to play out. Just write
it out. If they're untoward, therefore, if
we don't need this kind of like tight language that's going to make sure I get everything I deserve.
It's,
you know,
well, let's
do it that way.
Today is February 20th. So February 19th, most recent one, Venus mingles with Pluto. making big changes at home. Editing your wardrobe. Doesn't look like it.
All right, I'm going to get my shots in a minute, so just take it easy. Keep
editing
the gloves
your wardrobe,
up.
What, to look more like Papa Smurf? Come on.
I went to the gym, and my hair's wet.
I see, what's funny is I don't see anywhere on here, make a bunch of excuses. I don't see that anywhere here. Putting effort into cooking nutritious meals at home. You haven't been drinking. You can interpret that as nutritious stuff.
Yeah.
Or you could be talking to your partner.
Making excuses. Who are you? You gotta start throwing this shit around like this. This is fine. I'm not pulling any punches now, bitch.
All right. Capricorn.
But look at like Papa Smurf complaining. Sorry, I'm sensitive.
It does.
Let's go to Kyle's. Yeah, the goat. Kyle's a Capricorn, which I guess is Latin for I'm a dumb fuck face. Let's.
Okay.
Astrologers describe Capricorn as serious and hardworking. He woke up an hour before this, focused on building a better future for themselves and their community. But what astrologers sometimes forget is how clever and innovative Capricorns can be.
I've just demonstrated that season, this whole time.
And Aquarius season finds you especially inventive. You feeling creative and inventive this week, Kyle? Put new streamers on your bicycles? What'd you do?
I thought I zung you pretty well. Can I say this?
You did.
I will never
you
not
did.
Laugh.
I'm feeling sensitive, and I don't know why. I love you. It's not.
It's probably because you need to get reorganized and reflect on your wellness routine, as according to February 18th of your. You know, that's probably why. Because you know. Because also, you find you're setting new boundaries in your love life, which is just none. Just no. Like my boundaries are zero.
I'm not looking for it.
That's what I'm saying. You've set a new boundary, which is to not look for it at all. That's what I'm just saying. It's like it's.
I'm letting it come. I'm letting the universe send it to me.
I don't know, right? It just feels like drama's brewing in your social life right now.
Oh, yeah. God.
For me,
you know, this is all very vague, but the way you're using it to insult me is incredibly specific.
Yeah, this is how I whittle it down. You go to the psychic, you give me the chart, I whittle it down. Yeah, not pulling any punches.
Yeah.
I will also laugh every time Uranus is used. So that's why it's hard to read February 3rd.
Please
Aquarius,
shut the fuck up.
Aquarius squares off with Uranus and Taurus. I'm always going to laugh at that. I'm experimenting with a new approach to managing my budget. Who isn't? I better not buy that extra thing I don't need right now. Or surprising people in negotiations. Ooh, I'm about to do that today.
That's my February 15th, Venus and Neptune meet in Pisces, inspiring an especially sentimental atmosphere. A romantic, creatively inspired energy flows. This is a powerful opportunity to write poetry or compose a love letter. Well,
I didn't do that.
I whiffed on that one with you.
I wrote some new bits.
It's kind of a love letter to your audience if you think about it.
Aww.
I want to entertain them enough. See, it can, we can,
you can do it to yourself. You can do it.
February 16th, the sun meets your ruling planet Saturn in Aquarius. My ruling planet, that ruling planet Saturn, which can find you committed to a new way of managing and growing your wealth. See, you got the same shit.
Yeah.
On yours.
It's just like synonyms. February 20th, the new moon in Pisces. A new way of thinking and talking about things arrives. So today, you're going to think differently.
Like, be mean to Shane.
Let's look up friendship compatibility.
Let's do this.
It sucks. It's bad, buddy.
Is it bad?
It's bad. Key friendship areas, mutual interests, 1 star out of 5. It's giving us Yelp ratings on our friendship capability.
Likelihood to last is 2 stars.
Astrological Yelp, loyalty, 2s down the board for loyalty, fun and excitement, likelihood to last. Ouch, only 2 out of 5?
Overall?
We've been friends for a while. It's probably going to be.
Yeah, I think I've known you like fucking 11 or 12 years at least.
Yeah. 15, Bond, yeah. Only 2?
That's
overall, kinda... only 2, yeah. This
well,
right
hold
here.
On, we have Capricorn similar interests.
Capricorn, we have similar inches?
Interest.
Oh.
No.
Capricorn,
I know why you're laughing, Charlene, and that's gross. I know why you're laughing.
This is why I know this is dog shit. Capricorn is all about discipline and achievement and doesn't do anything without a well thought out plan.
I don't quite understand this stuff. Yeah, okay, let's go to loyalty in our friendship. Libra and Capricorn are both very loyal and generous friends that would are happy. That's what I'm not even reading this wrong. That would are happy to go above and beyond to help a friend when it's in need. But Capricorn, despite their generous nature, knows that they need to put themselves first. So if it comes down to a choice between their own interest and that of a friend, they will do what is right for them. Libra understands this and would never hold this against them.
Thanks, buddy.
I love you, pal.
My new wealth management is taking a majority of what we make for this podcast. You understand.
Yeah, I get it. It's fine. Well, you're really bringing more to the table. If anybody deserves the lion's share, it's Charlene.
This is... Oh, but Charlene's a Capricorn, too.
No.
Oh, are
maybe
you?
Maybe
you're throwing our stars out of
it. I'm not looking at invoices. She could be fleecing us this whole time.
Noted. I'm Cancer.
While a Libra will show genuine regret, Capricorn may find it hard to see this, accept this. They are so self-disciplined that they can find it difficult to understand this kind of shortcoming in another person. What is this website? AstrologySeason.com.
Bullshit.org.
Yeah. Oh, man. What's it? But here's where it gets interesting, buddy.
Yeah.
Libra and Capricorn. The potential to be more than just friends. These two zodiac signs are not the most likely love connection, but it can certainly flourish. Libra in particular is always happiest when they are in a relationship and might find themselves drawn to
and
Capricorn's open,
to the
generous nature.
As possible.
All right, fuck Shane.
I believe that comes down to compatibility.
But if they manage to find a balance that works, the relationship can be happy and a place of growth. Libra can help Capricorn loosen up a bit and realize that it is okay to deviate from the plan some of the time. Meanwhile, Capricorn can help Libra find the little bit of discipline they need to harness their true potential.
That's what I'm good for. Really cracking the whip on people.
Yeah, you're always dragging people across the finish line like a fucking.
Really, boy. Take it from me. I know how to get stuff done.
Yeah, that's right. Kyle Kinane's a doer, and I'm a fucking layabout nothing.
Well, Libra is happiest when they're out and about meeting new people. Capricorn prefers to spend their time focusing on the things that are important to them.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I'm not about.
Does it change with age?
It's both full of shit. I don't know. It's both full. It's not. I don't want to be dismissive. Like, well, it's all bullshit. It's just, it's comforting. It's passages from the Bible that are vague that you can. That some people interpret as hatred and other people can find the good parts of the Bible that make them feel good about the way they're living. So that's my stance on all this stuff. I'm not devastated by, I'm not like angry at it.
Yeah, I'm not angry at it. I will say I get angry rather quickly when people try to tell me and convince me the validity of this one. Does that make sense? Like,
well, just if somebody would be like, well, I don't know if Jesus would like that, but I don't judge. Like, if they brought religion into just the thing, in the same 100%. Level, if they brought this into a conversation, I'd be like, well, I don't have to waste a lot of time with you if this is the lens that you view everything in life for. But if you're just, like, with crystals or anything else, if it makes you feel good, and you know it's entertainment, but if you're alone, you're like, you know, whatever your tchotchkes are, you got to have around.
Yeah, and I have, like, I have luck issues. Like, I believe in luck a great deal. Like, and I don't know why. So I guess this is kind of, it's the same space.
You know what? I got the same thing. Do you think it's, some transference from Catholicism?
I'm sure.
Guilt and luck occupy the same space.
Well, I mean, it did such a number on me, Catholicism. That there's no way, it doesn't infiltrate my thinking, like, when it comes to this stuff. It's like just habitually or whatever that I, I mean, I believe in luck and I like little things like that. You know, like, I still, so I guess this is kind of the same thing. Like, I still try and eat black-eyed peas every New Year's Day and do that kind of stuff. So I
and
guess
some
I mean,
that's like
all
ritual that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
I have a
the same thing as like, I mean, incense and saging things and in a mass and stuff, you know, or
yeah. Well, yeah. I have an issue where I feel like I have a finite amount of luck or karma. And sometimes I feel like I can't wish for more. Cause like, oh, I got like, I look at my career, like, oh, I'm a stand up and that's awesome. And I like, that's my job. And I'm like, oh, I can't hope for anything else because, like, this was my one big wish. Like, I used my wish. And so if I want other stuff, it's being greedy. And listen, we're unpacking this in therapy. So we can work out
I know what you mean. I know what you mean because I think about that in that way, too. But I'm also like,
it's imposter syndrome. This is where it starts survivor's guilt. Yeah, it's why do I think I deserve what I
– it's like, all those things. But this is where it starts to leave – that thinking starts to leave me a little bit. Is that like the pragmatism of being like, okay, well, now I need to go out and do these things so that happens. Yeah, you know, that's where it starts to leave and move into like a practical application as opposed to wanting. But then I do feel lucky that I have it if I achieve something.
But okay, but so then that's using it in a sense of good. So somebody could take these astrological things and it can be the little kick in the ass they need to say like, well, there's a prospect for love in your future. Like, well, it's not going to happen alone in my apartment. So I better go out with a more open attitude.
Yeah. Better start exercising and eating. Yeah, right. Just, so I look appealing. Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah. Just because you didn't like, just because your astrological chart primed the pump, it put you in like a way that's okay. I heard Charlene giggle. Charlene, with your little pervy shit in the background.
Yeah.
But if that's what gets you out in the world, like if that's what inspires you to go be these things, why it is never like, oh, you're going to die today. Like they're always positive, vague, but positive.
I guess if you're absorbing stuff, you know, like, you say you're taking something in,
mm-hmm.
like whatever, like whether it's astrology or like even a stand-up clip, and you're like, I think I'd like to do that someday. Like it kind of, whatever you decide to do with what you're taking it, and this is kind of a stretch, but like, how do I say this? Things can kind of like prompt you, I get a little bit to like move in that. Like if you're like, it's like the same thing of like, if you and Rachel are like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And you're talking, you're like, all right, we'll figure out dinner later tonight. And then you hang up the phone and then you're at like, you turn on the radio in your car and it's like, oh, come on down to so-and-so steakhouse for dinner. And then you're like, oh, that's what we'll do for like, you know, like it can kind of sit in there in your head and like be, you know,
back to advertising. You're right. It's all,
I'm just trying.
It's all part of the New World Order. It's the global initiative.
That's right.
Keep the poor poor and the rich rich through astrology.
Fuck these jackboot Nazis who are coming in my door. I guess I'm just saying, like, sometimes you'll have a concern or a thing, and then something will kind of maybe, and something in the air, in the world in general, will be out there. And sometimes that can be astrology and like make remind you to do something or take care of something, I guess.
It's
but I don't fucking know.
Emotional to-do list. Well, that's what we think about it.
Yeah.
We should find out what's good and bad about it.
Come and we will. Next. Right after this commercial break from our sponsor. Math. It disproves this.
All right. Here we are. We're back. In the saddle on the back of the goat that is my sign. There it is. There's a ram. There's a bull. There's twins. There's a crab. There's a lion. There's a maiden. There's the scales. The scorpion. The archer. The goat. The water bearer. The fish. These are all the signs. I thought I was a scorpion. I guess not. Yeah, I don't know. There's houses. There's polarity. There's modality. Triplicity. There's hemispheres.
There's a lot of words that are
modern ruler, or classic ruler. It does seem like. Can I just be very you know how we give so much reverence to like indigenous thought, like beliefs of like, well, the indigenous people of this. Well, that's
now
what
we do.
Yeah.
We're trying to be more considerate
of
it.
That's what I mean, like where everybody else is like, fuck your religion. God's not real. This story's bullshit. It's been rewritten by drunks over centuries. But then we're going to be like, the sun god rises after a slumber, after he mates with the moon god. And then we're like, yep, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, okay. It must, yeah. All right, so is astrology real? Here's what science says. Kyle, I'm interested to hear what you think on this. Here's the short answer. No, none whatsoever.
Nope.
In 1985, physicist Sean Carlson conducted a double-blind test of the idea that astrological charts could accurately describe our personality traits and published the results in the journal Nature. Carlson asked 30 astrologers, ranked by their peers as among the best, to review the astrological charts for 116 people without meeting them in person. Okay? You with me so far, Kinane?
Yeah. Yes.
He then provided three personality descriptions for each of the 116 people. One description was that actually described the subject, and the other two were real personality descriptions, but they described other people. Carlson asked the astrologers to match the right personality with the right person's astrological chart. Overall, the astrologers matched one in three charts correctly. So their results were no better than guessing.
Well, what's funny is that there is this kind of pipeline right now between like holistic medicine and wellness and shit like this into like,
there's like
anti-vax,
the kind of like
conspiracy theories. And it is this kind
and also
of,
like podcasters and people who are wellness experts.
This denial of science,
comedians and political personalities. And, you know, like, and the world is just running in together, and it's good because we're running out of space. So people should be a bunch of different things that aren't exactly qualified to be any of them.
At least 12 people listen to us telling them that astrology's bullshit, but I don't know how many millions of people listen to, I don't know, other podcasters like these brain pills. They're going to make you smarter and your dick harder.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's like, here's the thing. It is good that people don't feel like that if they decide to try and pursue something in their lives, that mm-hmm. that's the only thing they can be, right? Like the only thing they can have interest in.
Yes.
Or be, feel qualified to talk about. That being said, if you're going to take on a new thing, your platform from your old thing does not make you an expert on any of this new shit.
Now, like, I mean, people are like praise the praise the quality of like curiosity.
Yes, I agree with that.
It is good. There's also a phrase, curiosity killed the cat for a reason. There's curiosity's good, but then onboard the information from your curiosity.
Yeah.
Like I'm not curious about a majority of the scientific community when they agree on something. I'm not like, well, I'm not anywhere near a scientist, but this 2% of all scientists researching this thing, I better go along with them.
Yeah, you know why?
Like,
because fuck the system.
Yeah, curiosity has to go along with common sense and critical thinking.
Yeah.
They have to, you have to incorporate all these things. If you want to incorporate astrology, you can do that along with, like, if a fortune teller is like, well, if they keep giving you cliffhangers, like, come back next week, well, that fortune only gets unlocked for a $1,000 session. That's when critical thinking should come into play, and you'd be like, ah, you know what? This isn't fun anymore, and I'm going broke. But there's desperate people out there that want to believe that somebody who's been kicked in the head a bunch of the time is probably right about vaccines, and that a woman with a scarf on her head in the only rent-controlled apartment left on a block of condos is going to be like, yeah, you should probably marry the next guy you fuck or whatever. So
it seems to but there's probably a comfort in not having to think about any of that too if you just go with like, I want to go to this the psychology like you said, like people who start come back next week, it's $1,000 to have the rest of this fortune told.
Yeah.
Addiction to fortune telling. It's an article from psychologytoday.com. I think I had a friend whose mother, a good friend, whose mother, who I love, I adore her mom, would go see a fortune teller and an astrologer like 4 or 5 times a week. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe that's a little high. I mean, that might be a bunch, but it was a lot. Like, in the kind of things like, when someone says, oh, we should go to my fortune teller, that's a lot. Yeah, that's a kind of, there's a real dent.
And I'll, but I will say, if it's $20 a pop, and that's how much you'd spend on video poker machines,
beer
every day or something like. And again, like, I'm taking pot shots at certain podcasters and everything that might, like, if all they're doing is providing a platform where they ask all the questions, that's not a bad thing. I will say that that's not a bad thing. It's when you are going to go with, like, fragmented science and then know that you can make an impression on a lot of people.
I don't, yeah.
That's, like,
I don't.
Why not have the scientists that tell you that that the horoscopes are real? If at that point, like, because there's got to be one person who's finished their college degree, still got to be PhD whatever, but then they're just bad at it. There's people that are bad at all the jobs, and there's people
there are
that
bad
can,
doctors.
There are people
there are
that
bad
can
comedians.
There's
and
people
they can
that
be
can,
successful and be bad. Yes, like, is the other thing
you
like,
can get through school.
Yeah.
You can
that
get
just means you had
school.
Enough discipline to show up.
Yeah. There's lawyers that are dog shit. They pass the bar.
I've hired a few
they
of them.
Still, they still have that. We hold these professions up, which is now also undermining. This is just agreeing with what, like, why are we always holding up all these scientists? Like, I'm sorry. I'm going majority rules on scientists.
Yeah. And I also, they still know more than the person who's like, there's this point now where experts are just undermined at the very idea of their, like, what they've pursued. And, I mean, I think people can have a tendency to agree too much with the science. Like, you still need objective thinking.
Yes.
Even if you want to agree with it, you should still be asking questions.
Yes.
About, you know, their, and maybe the people you disagree with questions are valid, but can be answered. Yeah. And like, I mean, and basically I'm looking at this, like, you know, a fortune teller says things like, you may, like you said, they, if it's somebody who's just asking you a bunch of questions at the end of the week, and it's no more harmful than spending 20 bucks on a video poker machine. It's kind of like therapy. Like I've had therapists who have been horrible. Yeah. And you can go in and she'll just be like, well, do you think your mom was worried about you when she died? Or do like,
we're
you know, that like it's still a things we value, like that are, people are socially fine with, like therapy for them in the most part, in the general sense, can be just as ineffective or just as fucking trite as this shit.
How many people are going to move to Hollywood and be like, ah, fucking astrology's bullshit. I need an agent. I need a manager. I need to give 20% of my income away right away because these people are going to keep telling me, you got it. You got the stuff. You're going to do great. That's what a fucking psychic does. There's probably psychics that do a better job encouraging their clients than 75% of the managers in Hollywood. They probably do the same shit.
I bet.
It should give you the good spirit to get out there and crush that audition. You are going to do well.
You mean they do their job?
Yes. Yes, they do their job. Yes.
I would say it's probably more than 75%.
You probably get them on the phone easier.
Yeah, that's fucking for sentence. I'm sorry. One of my clients has got a Crest commercial. I have to tie their shoes for it.
Here's somebody. Okay, that's from the Psychology Today article about the addiction to fortune telling.
Please,
the author has their own 6 criteria for what sets of addiction.
Okay.
Salience. Consulting fortune tellers becomes the most important activity in Helen's life. They use apparently the person they interviewed is named Helen. And dominates her thinking, preoccupation, and cognitive distortions, feelings, cravings, and behavior. She has progressively quit all her leisure activities, particularly going out with friends. All right. Yeah, that's crazy. Sorry. No, it's fucked up. Mood modification. Helen reports feeling excitement before each consultation, but also feels nervous, tension, and anxiety. This excessive behavior some kind of reassurance, and the excessive behavior could be considered as an attempt at self-medication or a way to... Okay, so these are just all criteria that define addiction.
I would say that I read that too, that last part. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. I just want to go back to it.
Well, please. There's just 6 of them. Tolerance. She's built up the consultations have to last longer to obtain the same effect. That's just like alcohol. Withdrawal, if she doesn't go, she gets nervous. Conflict, she knows it's problematic and it brings negative consequences, but she cannot refrain from it. And relapse, she's tried to quit. So these are all things that you could apply to any kind of addictive behavior. This woman or this author applied them to this person's use of psychics and saw that it fit all 6 of her criteria for addiction. So yeah, I think if something's out there to make you feel good, I'm sure
it's element like of stimulate. Addiction
exists. Yeah,
it's just hitting the right. It's just hitting the right button for you to like feel stimulated from it in your head again. Like so, yeah,
they're emotional strippers.
Yeah, well, and like you said, these consultations, like she would get excited before she went. Yeah. You know, like she would like feel like a boost in energy and stuff. I saw that Going Clear documentary, and one of the people who left Scientology was like, anytime I was about to get audited, I would get very excited, which is like what they do to like, you know, like take stock of one of their, the members of their community.
Yeah.
And they would see like how they're doing. And so it's like, it's a triggering thing in and of itself. Like, it's just like, it's a sugar rush. Like, go, if you like going, and you keep like, and you find yourself getting excited and being in a better mood, you need to be thinking about it a little more constructively, like why you're excited before you even get there. Because she might tell you bad news. You know, like,
but I feel like they know how to sugarcoat the bad news. Or again, they know how to phrase it. Just like, I mean, even the tarot cards when, you know, Rachel Doem and like, it was the thing like,
yeah.
I mean, all the jokes are true. Like, you see a card that just has, like, a burning baby corpse on it. It's like, oh, no, that's good luck. And then you see one with, like, a rabbit with a horseshoe in its mouth. You're like, oh, that means you're going to die tonight. Like, it's all the things. All the cards are all the things.
Yeah. So it's...
Yeah, so that...
You think
that
they're designed, like, it's made to be...
Yes, yes, yes. It's not science.
Yeah.
It's
like it's like when you're trying to get something fixed... Like a return something to Amazon, it's just designed to be confusing, so you have no idea.
Yes, you just give up and accept.
What to take it into, or like you can't talk to anyone, so like
you're just keeping it.
Yeah, the inevitability is that you will not get to return it, but this strings you along to make you feel better about accepting the inevitability.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
whatever's going to happen in the world to you will happen to you, but all these things make you feel better about those things that will still happen to you, regardless. So, and it's like, why is it so popular right now? Obviously, it's, you know, it's internet and apps have made everything much more prevalent. So this article is kind of like, it's a Discover magazine. Why is it so popular? The internet made everything accessible. I don't think it's like a big.
They also kind of go into like the pandemic slowed us all down and we had time to recognize that we're all mentally ill.
Basically. Well, yeah. Okay, well, let's throw some brakes on the conversation there, Sharon.
Man, you're a fun one today.
Verywellmind.com. Why do we care about astrology?
Let me hear this, and I want to read the next article.
It's a coping mechanism. It's again making sense of an illogical world. Yeah, that's what we already said. We kind of came to these conclusions. It's hard to tolerate ambiguity. That is very true. It's hard to just look at the mess of life and be like, "This is what it is." I might die in a car accident, or I might find a winning lottery ticket. I better just. Go out knowing that these two extremes exist at all times and be fine with it. And be like, no, I need a little
ray of sunshine in this class. Like,
I need some incense and some goblin cards to tell me it's going to be okay.
I want to jump forward just a touch because I feel like we're bagging it. And we try to be positive on this show. So like
I'm not bagging it.
I feel like I'm bagging it. And I feel bad.
Well, that probably has a lot to do with you being a Libra. And
I knew that. I saw that coming from a mile away. You fucking
see,
asshole.
I don't think you did because Libras are about being in the moment. And
all right. Okay, fine. Well, I'd like to be in this moment and read this article.
Okay. All right.
From Charlie, why astrology works for those who believe. By Chris Brown. and this is from The Joint, a chiropractic website.
Oh, fuck. All right.
I thought that was so funny.
Prediction one, it can reduce their stress. Follow me with this, Kyle. Much of our life stresses come from the unpredictable nature of being, not knowing how events will unravel. What astrology provides to those who believe its predictions is a sense of certainty in an uncertain world. This relieves stress and can have real-world health benefits such as reduced anxiety, lower blood pressure, clearer thinking, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
In addition, it is well documented that those who are more optimistic, with more optimistic outlooks, are less stressed and have significant lifespan improvements.
Yeah.
I can give it that. If it makes you calmer, I guess I can give it that.
It's like
it's really not. Yeah, it's like taking time to meditate almost or something.
Yeah.
If they give you focus. Prediction number two, they gain valuable personal insight. Well, I feel like the coffee's starting to get a little bit of milk in it already. Astrological readings
Where
have the ability to.
Phrases from?
What?
I feel like the coffee's getting a little bit of milk in it?
Yeah, it's getting like less muddy. I don't know. I'm trying. Sometimes I say stuff. You do too.
Looks like Frog's about to hop with only one leg on this one.
Nah. I'm trying to like sit on a chair with only three legs with you. Astrological readings have the ability to initiate health, internal thought, and according to a doctor of psychology, Courtney Tracy. Much of psychological health and growth is dependent upon internal self-evaluation and insight. Secondarily, the process of obtaining and reading can provide clarity and personal insight to one's true feelings about an upcoming life event, regardless of the reading. Mm-hmm. At its very base, astrology provides a guided groundwork of daily self-reflection for its believers. So it's kind of the same thing.
I think prediction number three is...
Yeah, it's regardless of accuracy, it may predict the future.
Well, predict is in quotes.
That doesn't make sense in a sense of statement.
Well, predict is in quotes. We can Fox News this part, but without people looking at it, the word predict is in quotes.
Yeah.
Astrological predictions may actually come true for a believer regardless of magical foresight. The science behind this is based around the powerful placebo effect that fuels the phenomenon of the self-fulfilling prophecy. That's the thing. You will find love. I will, then I'm going to go out with a better attitude about meeting somebody. I'm going to be more open, and then maybe you do meet somebody and fall in love. That's, I think, all they're saying here is that, like we said before, it could light the fire under your ass to go do the thing that you want to do.
It's a pep talk.
Yes. You needed to go into a weird little gypsy cave to be told that. But yeah, that's I'm, what sure you get. We, I'm sure
some
we
people
can't
get it from a football
anymore.
Coach.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Some people get it from a locker
coach,
room, whatever.
The halftime speech is just a fortune teller for bros.
Yeah, very much so. I can't really have a problem with that thought. But
is from a chiropractic website.
It can be encouraging, and I get that. And I think that's the benefit of this stuff, is that it can be encouraging, and it can give you like a not so well drawn map to figure out what's out there.
I don't see anything.
But change your attitude, but like, you know, a lot of things can do that.
Yeah.
So I just don't find it ever to be that. I guess when people would like make it so accurate, it's like, well, my fortune teller, the great Matilda, told me that I would find love, and then I went out and I found it, and it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of pushes you in the right direction. It's not like...
Yeah, no,
like
they sound just as batty as like, well, I prayed for something to come true and then it did.
100%.
That sounds just as clownish. But if you're the one walking through this world with a smile on your face because of it, and I'm sitting there like, you're wrong. Boy, I'm right about you being wrong. Who's better for it? Who's living a better life? So
yeah,
I'm
not trying to neg people about this shit, but it is like... it's not for me. But I guess I've been harder on it than I need to be on this stuff.
Yeah, let's file this in the you do you category.
I like that. I like that very much. Mm-hmm. I will say just something you said reminded me of this, and I thought it was funny. I went to a yoga class with my buddy Sam, and at the end of the class, we were sitting there, and she goes, "All right, sit," and like that cross. I don't know what the names of the poses are, but you're just sitting like regular camp style.
Yeah.
And she goes, your hands can be down, can be any way you want. Your hands can be facing down on your knees or up and open to everything in the world. And then Sam just goes out loud without even thinking about it, goes, so up then? We're all like, yeah, like,
real
hear yourself talking sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, like, hear what you're saying.
Well, let's be up and open to the callers.
Yeah.
After these messages.
Thanks, I would love that. Yeah. Meow.
Thanks. Oh. Old Big Sip and Shane and I are back.
That's right. They call me the Big Sipper. How's everyone doing? Welcome to the pod. Welcome back to Accounting for Taste.
Do you think
Kyle and I are talking about astrology today?
Yeah. Do you think your horoscope is going to bring you compatibility this year with love?
I think whatever happens, it's because I do it, and I don't think. But I also sometimes
you're going to get
Sometimes I see a quote and that moves me. So that's like that's essentially the same thing. I'm just not going to someone's house and paying them $40 to do it. So fair enough. It's like it's a papers. Pep talk.
You can read it online. You can read it in the papers. Let's go to the calls. What did you feel about
astrology?
Astrology.
Here comes the first one.
Here's our first call.
Saw that you were looking for opinions on astrology, so I figured chip in with my two cents. I think it's, fairly harmless. I mean, it's annoying, but considering how some organized religions compel their followers to commit crimes of violence against, women or ethnicities or just, people who have a slightly different belief system than them, I think it's, not as bad as it could be. That said, I really do not give a shit what you're rising and retrograde bullshit is, but that's just my two cents. All right, have a good one, kittens. Bye.
I agree.
Yeah, I think this guy's kind of. I feel like a lot of the callers are going to land in the same space as us on this. But I like what he said.
I'm trying to make a real bad joke about athletes getting sick because Mercury's in Gatorade. I didn't freeze. I'm holding for lunch.
It's working on me. I get it. Yeah, okay, yeah, it's a long way to go.
it doesn't. There's no home for that joke.
Yeah. 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 That would be funny, like if after the Super Bowl when they dumped it on a coach that wins, the coach just got really sick for a week.
Turned you into astrology, so we put Mercury into Gatorade.
You just won the Super Bowl, and now I have diphtheria.
Wow, you guys are idiots. All right, good game. Right.
Let's go to the next caller.
Thank you for the call. You were right on. We agree with you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Astrology itself is fine. People who use astrology to try to explain every single detail of their lives are very fucking annoying. Sometimes bad shit just happens, dude. Deal with it.
I don't know. I kind of like that guy's attitude is pretty spicy. Sometimes bad shit happens, dude. Deal with it. How about a little sugar with the medicine, man?
I like his bluntness. I'm waffling a lot today on this one, but I get where he's coming. I 100% agree with him. People who use it to explain every single thing in their lives are fucking.
I think anybody who uses it for their life. That I would like probably has a tinge of shame and wouldn't bring it up unless somebody else is talking about. They're like, "Oh, me too." The same way I feel about ghosts and Bigfoot and all that stuff. If somebody else is talking about it, I'm like, "Oh, well, I do have some opinions on this subject, but I'm just gonna like start up bar conversations with strangers."
Yeah, you're not gonna give them the old Cliff Clavin.
The probability. I mean, given the area of forest that we haven't even explored yet, the likelihood is just it's a belief system you got to subscribe to.
Awesome. Let's go to the next call. That guy was a little spicy, but
I get him. I get him.
Yeah, I'm on.
Hey, Kyle. Yeah, my aunt has been a professional astrologer her entire life, and she constantly will cancel like family plans because the stars aren't properly aligned or Mercury's in retrograde or something, and just uses it as an excuse to get out of obligations. I think she uses it as like a personal reason in her mind why she can't start certain careers or kind of actually get her shit together. And she will literally not do certain things if the astrological outlook doesn't look right. So I've kind of seen how astrology just is an excuse people make to not get their life together. Ooh, and okay. To kind of act like free will doesn't exist and everything's predetermined. So don't love it.
Okay, that's interesting. Whoa. Because usually it's for people like to try and get their life together.
Yeah.
And this is used as a crutch. Also, you use the word professional psychic, which I don't know if there's a degree-granting institution that says, like, oh, get up, go get them.
I think the definition of professional is you get paid to do that thing. I don't think there's a qualifier there.
Is that some like Russian guy's basement out on Long Island?
Yeah. Once you break even on the studio, the studio apartment and the crystal ball and its stand.
Yeah. Once you have, once your whole house is tile in like a kitchen, I'm out.
That's it. To use it as an excuse is wild. It's like, oh, somebody just has severe social anxiety, but is funneling a legitimate issue through astrology.
Yeah. I was expecting a little more optimism on that from our first female call. I guess I find women to practice astrology more than men. So I was assuming that's kind of refreshing. Thank you for calling.
But to be that bent out of shape and always use astrology, like, man, you are not doing a favor for anybody who also wants to believe in astrology.
Yeah.
That's like if you had a certain type of dog, like, I can't leave, I got a Pomeranian. Pomeranian. People are like, man, Pomeranians fucking suck. Nobody should get a Pomeranian. It is an interesting crutch.
There's a little bit of that. Like, it's like, we agree, but I'm fucking upset that we're on the same team.
That means you have to have a conversation with people. That if you were just like, I got anxiety and I'm stressed out around people, that would be in my opinion, a much more understandable reason to not show up to an occasion than telling somebody that the stars aren't aligned, so I can't make it to my nephew's birthday party. Like, that sounds way baddier. Then if you're just like, groups of people stress me out and I'm not managing it well.
And like, the other thing that's weird to me is like that it's, so if they don't go, they're fine. And this anxiety is, that they're, or this fear they're having about not going to this like nephew's party is like, it's just not going to be there anymore. Or like,
well, it's,
or the, you're the, like, they, or is it just like, you're just applying it to you? You know, like,
yeah, I think it just sounds like somebody with social anxiety.
Me too.
And somebody that's a huge flake. I would love excuses or just like addiction. Okay. The sense of addiction that people have and hide it very well, but like don't show up to things and flake a lot. You don't realize.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because they've been on pick a drug or whatever.
Yeah. They're on. Yeah.
Like, this is the same kind of thing. Maybe this person is on drugs and they keep blaming astrology. Like, oh boy, you're weaving a web of really shitty lies.
Let's go to the next
call. My coke dealer's an Aquarius and he hasn't been able to go over here. So. All right. Sorry.
Hey, guys. I was calling in to get my thoughts on astrology, and I think it's fucking stupid.
Okay.
We have 8 billion people on Earth, and you've decided a handful of squiggles and shapes of animals will tell you how every one of those people operate based on what month they were born, and it's fucking childish. If you're going to have a prejudice, do it like the rest of us and just judge somebody by their immediate appearance. I love you guys. Thanks.
I like extrapolating it to racism. I like that.
Yeah. Or just bias in general. Yeah. All right, man. Cool.
He calls back.
Oh, good.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to hear it?
I don't give a shit that you're a Leo. My problem is you're Honduran, and that's where I have an issue.
Oh, here's the next part.
And another thing, stop blaming the month of May on the fact that you're a cunt. You're a cunt because you're a cunt. It doesn't matter what time of year you were born. You have a shitty personality. It's not May's fault. I love you guys. Bye.
Ooh, this guy sounds like a Taurus. That's who's born more in like May. I have the chart up. That's who's born in May.
More like a Torres.
Oh.
Thumbing it up.
Oh, no.
I do. Yeah, there's a lack of, like, personal. I don't know if he needs to say cunt like an Englishman so much, but I do get that there's just like, there's a lack of like taking responsibility for actions sometimes. It can be like, I've heard people use astrology for.
Well, okay. From the other caller, that was an example, but I haven't met somebody in my personal life who has used it as an excuse for shitty behavior.
I've seen it done with minor things, you know, like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late. Mercury's in retrograde. You know, like,
I've seen it like with a here's a jokey thing.
Yeah, like, and I've seen people say it and mean it, and I don't give a shit. Like, it's usually for something harmless, you know. But I have seen it used as a, well, no, you were late because you decided to go see a movie and then sit around after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've. Yeah, this I think that guy's stance is like the one that's easy to take. And I think what we're doing right now is we probably came into it with a stance similar to that, but that's not the focus of the show. Like, again, no. I think
we're positive here.
That's, well, we're trying. We're trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got any more calls?
Yeah, here's anybody the last, else? Last one.
Last call. Okay, cool. They get a goodie.
I dig it. I'm 31. I work construction, and you wouldn't expect me to give a shit about astrology, but it's nice to have something that says, you know, hey, make sure, you know, hey, today, just take it easier. Today would be great things. Make sure you keep your eye open for great things. It's like, you know, yeah, because you don't look yourself in the mirror and you go, Kyle, Shane, you better keep yourself open to great things today. No, but you read it on some little doohickey and it's fine. I mean, God, I was raised Mormon, and I would look at a McDonald's breakfast, McGriddle, a large Diet Coke, and I would go, please, Lord, bless this McDonald's to nourish and strengthen our bodies. So, yeah, astrology, it's not hurting anybody. You know, if you're on either end of the bell curve where you're like, these people are fucking idiots, and you're on the other side going, so I dyed my hair green, I live in the woods now. You know, like, I'm in the middle. I'm just like, yeah, that's fun. I dig it. Anyway, meow, meow, puss, puss. It's a pee litter box.
Stop. I'm actually with that fire
baby. Anyway, see you later, guys.
Such a good message.
Some tours in there. That's fun. Okay, bye-bye.
What was that last part?
He wants you to come to Utah.
Oh, okay.
Well, first off, if you're drinking a large Diet Coke that has caffeine, Jesus ain't going to bless your caffeine. Mormon Joe Smith ain't going to bless that caffeine, buddy.
That's right. This is not the place.
That's exactly what's the problem. Then rubbing a little good luck charm or something. That's it.
He's right. I think the attitude on this should just be very down the middle. Like he's saying, it doesn't need to be on other end of the bell curve.
No, this can be taken ridiculously serious. And I still am fascinated that that fortune tellers have good real estate. There's a fortune teller in Times Square, right? Am I wrong? There's got to be. How many fortune tellers?
If there's not.
In the middle
of
like
New York City has changed for the worst, for sure.
In the most prime real estate you could have, and there's still a neon hand.
I'm sure, yeah. Right across from a giant billboard of The Rock.
Yeah, that's a testament to the strength either of them, like really being grandfathered into that apartment a long time ago.
Yeah,
or who they're laundering money for. You know, what are their connections? There's something there. There's something with the psychics. I like what this guy said. I agree with it. That's man.
Yeah.
Work construction, feel good, believe in yourself.
Be a different kind of person. Good for,
yeah.
Yeah. It hurts. It can be beneficial. And, like, to sum it up, I guess for me, it seems like it'd be very beneficial in some ways. It's like a little bit of a pep talk. It can also be harmful. But if you're taking it in like we do, maybe just enjoy it a little bit and have fun with it. And then I can be like, if Kyle and I are out and I get my palm red, I can be like, well, you know, I need to be open to this cheesecake we're having for dinner or whatever.
Well, I will. Traits of a Libra man. Ooh. You're ruled by Venus. Who's, you know any Venus?
What is Venus?
Veni?
I don't like what.
Veni, Venus ladies.
What's a Venus lady?
What somebody month from it? Venus.
I don't. Aren't all women Venusian, from Venus?
A Venusian.
I don't know what you're doing now.
I'm trying to hook you up. It's the end of the show, and I'm trying to get you like.
Oh, you're still doing the dating thing for me. I did get another message from a lady.
Did
you? She's playing it coy. Yeah. She was like, how many calls did you get about dating you? Yeah, and I was like, oh, one. And she was like, I figured it would have been a lot more. And now she's messaging me.
She seems nice. Venus, if you're a Venus isn't even one of these things. What the fuck?
I think the last thing I need is you.
Oh, you
if I'm ever going to meet someone, it's not going to be through.
You need a Taurus, maybe a Taurus. Taurus. Well, you need one of these cunts from May. to quote our previous caller.
Maybe I will. All right. Check me out on Hinge.
971-259-8302. Call in with what you'd like us to cover, or maybe who you'd like to cover with smooches. Is it Shane? Is it our resident Libra?
I can't be the guy who gets pimped out on a podcast.
You already are.
Stop it, Charlene.
Who wants to mark their territory on old Shane Torres? Who wants to nuzzle up?
All right, guys. I think we solved astrology and all the issues around it today for sure. And
spay
and neuter
your
other
pets,
questions?
Wear a condom, use an IUD. With Shane Torres, because he's on the prowl. Ooh, somebody's on the fence in the moonlight. Purring. Oh, he just pulled a whole fish skeleton out of his mouth. He's got a full belly, and he's ready for romance.
Oh, my Heathcliff?
I mean, that's how I painted it. You started this cat shit. Don't get on me, man.
I didn't apply it to my love life. Or lack thereof.
I could have set a whole pan of lasagna and gone Garfield, but I was being nice.
I hate Mondays. Anyways. he's Kyle Kinane. You can find him on the internet at Kyle Kinane. I'm Shane Torres. Shane is a comedian.com. Shane Torres across all platforms. And when this comes out, across tickets will be on sale for my special at the Sultan Room in Brooklyn on March 18th. I would love to see you guys there. Thanks for listening. As always, thank you to our wonderful producer, Charlene Connolly, who is providing the sound effects and getting pretty liberal with them on the board.
She's a seer.
Yeah, she's from a long line of seers. And did she say seers or C-words? Anyways.
Hey. that's a good singer. That's a good singer.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been the No Accounting for Taste podcast on the All Fantasy or All. What is this one?
It's over.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Tune in again next week when we defend math.